dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Thank you for clicking on our little show. Okay, Retail Link reporting. As a Walmart supplier, you go over this every week. But a few days ago here at our office, we got to talking about just surface level data analysis versus really doing a deep dive into the numbers to improve your business with Walmart. And our guest today, Mr. Terry Clear, he was talking to our team about what he calls the five levels of Retail Link reporting, and really what that Walmart buyer expects from your team. I can't do this justice, which is why I asked Terry to join us today. So coming up after the break, Terry Clear is going to be here to go through each level and talk about how you can sharpen your skills and get the most out of those numbers. Please stay with us.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Mr. Terry Clear is joining us back on the podcast. Great to have you here, sir.
Hey, Jared, always a pleasure.
You know, we were talking the other day, and I was mentioning before kind of what the Walmart expectation is when that buyer goes in and expects, you know, specific reporting from a supplier. And as we were talking about our classes and things we offer, you kind of explained to me the five levels of reporting. And I wanted to kind of cover that today. So what really is that level one?
Okay, well, level one is really what a lot of reporting is. It's what happened. What were last week's sales? What's my current in stock? It's a historical view of the business. And that is helpful, but your business is in the future, not in the past. So that's where I talk about the additional levels. So if my sales or my in stock is outside of what I expect, then the next level is, well, why is that? Why were my sales down 4%? Or why are my in-stocks 3% lower than what they should be? That's the next level of reporting.
And I want to point this out. So that's kind of like level one and level two. This is what, like if you're looking at Ethan Walton, something that's covered in a beginning Retail Link class. And one thing that I want to caution suppliers about is sometimes when you turn your reporting over to a Walmart broker, for example, that's about the level of reporting you're going to get,
right?
In some cases. So that's why I'm anxious to talk about the other levels and kind of talk about other things that you can pick up from Ethan Walton and some of the services that we provide here as well. So how do you describe those other levels?
Well, so level three is now a forward-looking view. What will happen? What are my sales projected to be next week, next month? What are my purchase orders expected to be? Do I have sufficient inventory to meet those projected orders? And also, do I see a potential problem on the horizon? The best time to solve a problem is when it's still 6 weeks in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, as I get better at that and my forecast reporting gets more and more accurate, then I begin to ask myself, if I see this event on the horizon, 4, 6, 10 weeks into the future, and it looks like it's going to be other than what I desire, other than what I expect, then what actions can I take now to change the trajectory of that future? Mm-hmm. And so then that becomes, I get this data, I do the analysis, I see that my in-stock looks like it's going to dip, or my sales may suffer because of some event that's in the future. What actions can I take today to get us back on track? So that's kind of level four. As I get better and more confident with my forecast, and my forecast becomes more reliable, now how do I use that to look into the future and make course corrections today to stay on track?
So I'm a small supplier, medium supplier. Maybe I just landed the Walmart account, mm-hmm. and I'm starting to become conscious of this for the first time. As you're looking at what we offer at Ethan Walton, what kind of classes will delve into that forecasting and being able to take the data that I have and really make decisions that I can go in prepared to my Walmart buyer?
Well, we talk about that a lot in our Retail Link 3 class, and we touch on it some in the analytics and storytelling class.
Right. Okay, so that's kind of the projection. So now we're up to level 4. Mm-hmm. Now level 5.
Okay.
What's the mystery behind the curtain?
Level 5 is the really goal that everybody should aspire to, and that is, how do I begin to automate that so that this becomes less reporting and more AI almost, mm-hmm. in that you can see something out there in the future and the system automatically takes corrective actions so that I do this analysis, I publish this report, and it shows that 6 weeks in the future, we're going to have this in-stock issue because of some other factor. Now my report automatically notifies the correct people or makes recommendations to adjust the system settings, so I don't have to do anything except bask in my glory.
Now, Terry, you've been in those Walmart meetings. Right. I know you were there with the Walmart buyers on that mm-hmm. side of the table. Even with a new supplier, what is that expectation when they come in with their data to kind of, whether it's a line review or even a proposal for a feature, you know, fighting for more space. What is that expectation of reporting on the part of Walmart? I mean, first couple of times out.
Well, really, a lot of times the buyer is interested in knowing how much you are investing in your business with Walmart. A lot of suppliers think their job is to sell to Walmart. That's not true. Their job is to help Walmart get the supplier's product in my basket. Mm. And so that's the approach that the suppliers need to have, is how can I help Walmart get more of my product in the shopper's basket? Mm. So a lot of times the Walmart buyer is, especially with new suppliers, is guiding them and helping them understand that their goal is to help improve sales of their item.
Well, so in our podcast description, I've got links to all these classes that we were talking about. But for that small supplier, that medium supplier that's like, oh, I just landed the account. I don't want to delve into all this right now. They can also get this level of reporting just by contacting 8th and Walton. So how do you do that behind the scenes and really put it in one package for that supplier to be able to go into that meeting?
Well, we have a couple of different things that we offer. One would be some version of a dashboard that would be something that we would produce every week that gives you great insight as to the current state of your business and potentially problems on the horizon or things to take care of. And then we have another set of tools that we can help suppliers with in preparing for your next line review or preparing for your next buyer meeting. So there's really one is more a week-to-week ongoing state of the business, and then the other is preparing for that next buyer meeting that you're going to have in 2 or 3 or 6 weeks.
And if you have any questions about classes or about the services, all you have to do is contact us here at 8th and Walton. The consultation is absolutely free, and we will set you up for success with that Walmart buyer. Terry, thank you so much. Please come back and see us again.
I will, Jared. Thank you.
Chairperson has left. Goodbye.